Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to one of those episodes that's not yet the start of a new season, but something crawled out of the internet to annoy everyone, and I'm going to address it on the podcast in my downtime because, frankly, it's this or get a real job. And what's the issue that's got the internet's knickers in a twist this time? Is queer a slur? As last night's Grindr hookup said when I tried to introduce myself, let's just get this done, shall we? This is probably true. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. Queer is not a slur. Oh, okay, fine. Let's dig a little deeper, shall we? For fuck's sake. This all started when Kew Gardens, the big place in London what has all the plants in it, decided to do a series of events called Queer Nature, celebrating the diversity and beauty of plants and fungi. And, okay, nice, fine. Great idea. Plants are fascinating. For example, some need pollinating, which is why we invented bees. Others are self-pollinating, as in they have all the organs needed to do it all by themselves. They basically have a wank and then some fruit pops out. Fantastic. I would love to be able to tickle my own fancy and then get an apple out. Actually, no, thinking about where the apple would have to come out, I'm all right. Thanks. Anyway, some trees just blast their jizz into the air, hoping the wind will take it where it wants to go. That's what hay fever is, by the way. You're basically just getting bukkakied by plants. Anyway, it is probably clear to you by now that I am not a botanist. I am, in fact, a sluttonist, a horticulturalist, which basically means if you bring me a plant, I'll suck your dick. Oh, and don't even get started on fungi, except do really get started on fungi, because, like, they're not plants, certainly not animals, nor are they anything in between. Some of them are big enough to be measured in kilometers. Some of them are immortal, which is awkward, because they also don't quite fit into what we understand to mean living and dead. Sometimes they contain life-saving compounds that help with medical treatments. Other times, they let you meet God. Not always with a return ticket. Some of them have over 300 different sexes. I have no idea what that means or how it works, but it sounds like a fun time. I honestly can't think of anything better as a queer allegory than fucking fungi. Mysterious, outside your framework and understanding, and more than capable of making you suffer if you don't approach them with the right level of caution. Also, some of them are knob-shaped, so perfect. No notes. And then there's terrifying shit, like cordyceps fungus. That's the one that infects, like, an insect, like an ant, and then takes control of its brain somehow and makes it walk to the best possible place to spread itself. Then this poor ant gets rooted to the spot while the fungus eats it from the inside and then blasts out through it's not skin, is it? Like chitinous exoskeleton, and fires its spores out into the world to infect more ants and things so they'll all do the same. Fucking terrifying! Speaking of harmful things that burrow into brains and then rot them from the inside out, this is where the TERFs come in. And yes, I am quite proud of that segue. I've heard quite a few people make jokes about the TERF brain virus infecting another unsuspecting, previously inoffensive, usually straight, person. It does seem to take over their brains until being a TERF and being angry on the internet is all they have in their lives. Well, they don't really call themselves TERFs anymore. Now they go for LGB without the TQ, or something equally stupid and similar. Tellingly, most of them aren't even LGB. They're just NOB. That wasn't as good as the Cordyceps joke. Fuck it, move on. Whatever they call themselves, they are mostly just bad faith dickheads out to push as much anti-trans bullshit as they possibly can, which in many ways makes them worse than a Cordyceps fungus, because at least that fungus does what it has to because it needs to survive. I have no idea why TERFs are such dickheads. They could easily survive by not being. Presumably, they're like that because no one will have sex with them or be their friend, because all they do is be angry on the internet about some people over here are different from how people over there like them to be. And that's bad for self-evident reasons. Incidentally, before anyone reaches for the "well, actually" button and leaves a comment or sends me an email or scrawls something in their own shit and wraps it around a brick and chucks it through my window, don't bother. I don't care. I know all the arguments. They're all bullshit. Go and do something else. Find someone who'll have sex with you, then tip them handsomely and have a long, hard bath with yourself about this kind of behaviour, yeah? Where was I? Oh, yeah. One of these dickheads decided, on behalf of all LGB people, not the T's or Q's, because we don't count, obviously, but on behalf of all LG and B people, that the word queer is offensive and a slur and shouldn't be used by the respectable, upstanding plant people of that nice place in London. I haven't looked into this too deeply myself. I try not to spend too much time on Space Karen's shitty site for twats because I'm too busy having friends and enjoying positive emotions like empathy and happiness and human warmth. But from what I've seen from others, this dude, in particular, is not L, G, or even B. He mentions having a wife at one point, which I know doesn't exclude him from being an L, a G, or a B. But there are some other tweets where he self-describes as straight, which really, really do. Anyway, a straight, white, cis man has decided something for the rest of us. Sounds oddly familiar, doesn't it? You know what, though? It was a slur, I mean, back in the olden days. But in the, what, 10 years or so since the internet was invented? It can't be more than that, don't correct me. It has been reclaimed by the LGBTQ, all of them, community. Yes, it was a word that was used as a weapon against a lot of us, me included, when we were younger and full of shame about who we were, are. And that's the thing. It's just a word. It's the shame and the trauma attached to it that's the problem. Which is why, over time and with help and support from each other and the community, we, as a community, reclaimed that word. It was used to shame us, to single us out and highlight how different, how strange we were, how other. And when we thought we were alone in our difference, that pain and shame cut deep. But since the world has opened up a little and we started realizing that, hey, there's actually quite a lot of people like me, I don't have to feel alone or wrong or other because of who I am, because here's a big group of others just like me. And if we're all others, then none of us are others. We are we. And then you can let go of the shame and the pain attached to that word and say, yes, I am queer, and that's great. Why would I want to be like you boring people anyway? By taking that word and making it our own, it stops being a weapon in the hands of someone else, and instead becomes a badge of honour that we all wear together to say, we got through this, we survived it, we don't need to hide anymore. And that's something that they cannot take away. And that word becomes ours. And I know it's not as easy as just saying it like that. And there are plenty of people out there who are LGBT and Q who don't like the word Q because of all the memories and associated trauma they have personally got attached to it. And I understand. I do. I really, really do. And I feel for those people. But, and I say this with all the love and the gentleness and the respect that this kind of thing needs, It's on you to do the work and let that shit go and become comfortable with the word. You can't stomp your feet and say, as a community, we can't reclaim this word because it makes me uncomfortable. It's a bit like someone beating you with a bicycle pump and then you saying that no one can ride bikes anymore because it makes you uncomfortable. Those people didn't beat you with a bicycle pump. They're not trying to. They're just out there riding bikes, having a fun time, not trying to hurt anybody. Although probably being dicks about traffic lights because, you know. Anyway. Yeah, it's on you to be okay with people riding their bikes, not trying to hurt anyone anymore. You kind of have to deal with it. And the other thing about English, you sponge, you absolute salad, you fucking rail replacement bus service, is that any word can be used as a slur if you say it right. Do you see what I mean, my little teacup? You bookcase, you complete and utter steering wheel of a human being. So, in summary, queer is not a slur, words are fun, and TERFs are all absolute cunt. That was probably true. The LGBTQ plus storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend and sign up at patreon.com/probablytrue for exclusive content, stickers, and all that good stuff. Project Fuck.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.